An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Today's show has no immediate show notes, and I am genuinely apologetic about that. We've been doing pretty good this season with providing them. However, there was not enough time to transcribe this. They will be added at a later date. For today's album, we are looking at the last time that the five members of AB6 were together with a very ambitious, very creative five solo album. More about it after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
Hey y'all, today's episode will probably be faster and more straight to the point than any we've done. I've been able to clock in on some 5-minute long episodes, but I think this one will be one of the historically shorter ones. We are looking at the album Finally. Finally is the album that they released on February 13th, 2020. It is a digital download as well as for streaming, and it's an EP, which means it's going to be short and straight to the point. And what makes this one very interesting to me compared to many other EPs out there is the fact that on this particular project, the gentlemen were all able to express their own individual colors because each track is dedicated only to one of the members of the group. So the track listing on this album, which is roughly around 17 minutes in length, we have Moon Dance, More, Rose Scent Kiss, Breakup, and Color Eye. And as I alluded to earlier on in the beginning of this episode, this is the last time that the gentlemen are all together as a five-member group. So it was released, and every one of them has an opportunity to showcase their own individual talents or the capacity for more. The production was consistent across the board in terms of sonics, sounds, melodies, but it is easier to identify who has stronger vocals, who has more potential to be vocally charismatic, for lack of better terms. So it was announced on February 2nd of 2020 that the young men were going to go on a tour. It was going to take place in Europe, but the nationwide issues with COVID-19 that ultimately spiraled into a global issue ended up halting that. And on March 11th, 2020, when the pandemic was officially announced, it was also announced that the young men would not be doing their U.S. leg of the tour. For obvious reasons, it was no reason to risk anyone's safety during this time. Suffice it to say, safety was risked in another way, however, because later on, in May of 2020, the leader of the group, Youngmin, got into a bit of a scandal of his own by receiving a DUI. As a Western commentator on this, there are plenty of artists in the West, particularly in the United States, where something unfortunate occurs and they still continue on with their professional reputation. This was not the case for Youngmin. Youngmin took the responsibility upon himself to issue an appropriate apology and express his absolute disappointment in himself and how it impacted his group. And eventually, on June 8th, it was announced that the young man would be leaving the group officially. I needed to take a moment to kind of process that because my brain is like, well, no one was hurt. Why couldn't he come back? No, it's not quite the same. First off, that's a Western gaze on a culture and a country that handles these type of things much more differently than what I've grown up to experience. Secondly, this is apropos. This is a rookie group. This would have followed them the entirety of their career and would have been a very hard thing to etch off. If there was any opportunity of them succeeding, he would have had to leave. I'm going to expound upon this a little bit more once we get to final thoughts. And I did acknowledge that in our first episode for them when we started actually listening to the discography. There's a little bit more that needs to be explained about why this was the appropriate step to take. I most definitely... it's just so unfortunate. I most definitely hope that the young man is able to get back onto the scene. He worked ambitiously for it for many, many years, but he did take a very strong leadership role in preparing himself for a hiatus and then ultimately accepting the responsibility of stepping down. At this point in time, the group does not have a leader. This has occurred before for other groups where a leader has been removed or stepped down. And yeah, I just don't have much more to say beyond that, that I just want to hold on to it until we get to their final thoughts. Regarding the music, the production style is solidly R&B. And again, as I stated earlier, it just sounds really good. They have the benefit of current time as a huge grab for their sounds. I'm not necessarily impressed with the track that is featured by Daehee, but that's a personal preference. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3 Day ranking on this is a 5. Very, very smart of a rookie group to present individual colors on an EP for people to grow in their appeal and interest of the artists individually as well as a collective group. Select songs from this small EP are now added to the hashtag A3Days playlist on Spotify, as well as some of the songs from yesterday's episode as well. And we have one more album to go with the gentlemen before we jump into their final thoughts. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.
Your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z.
There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my McGuallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic too. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I'd love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. Please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction.